Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we go to Montana State University to the Rendezvous Dining Hall, which just opened this fall. We talk to Richard Huffman, Chef Jill Flores, Mike Kasevich, and Carolyn Doffy, who have created a whole new way of feeding the masses. In the Rendezvous Dining Hall and also in the Miller Dining Hall that opened in 2015, we are reminded of the food courts in airports and shopping centers. There is also touches of Sunday brunch at a fancy hotel where food is made to order, or someone carves up a fresh slice of meat. So move aside the long lines. There are no longer plastic trays. Food does not sit in warming containers to be slopped onto a plate. In the air, there is not the lingering smells of chicken bouillon and Lysol. Move over the institutional, traditional dining that have long existed at college campuses. Now move in the concept of platform cooking or cook to order. We begin with Associate Director of Culinary Services, Mike Kasevich, who shares with us how this new dining concept came to MSU Bozeman.
And we decided about 2013. We had a consultant come in and look at all our facilities, and they had determined that they were pretty old, pretty dated. We needed to kind of move into the next century. So we started touring around the country, visited a lot of top-notch schools, Colorado State, CU Boulder, Harvard, MIT, Penn State, Ferris State in Michigan, UGA, Georgia Southern, and found that this style of cooking, what they call platform cooking, where it's cooked in front of you, cooked to order, where nothing's sitting in thermals anymore, it just sits for hours and it sits on the line in a steam table for hours. We wanted to do something different. We wanted to up our game. And so we started working with a consultant and construction company. And so Miller came out of that. 2015, we opened with a courtyard style now with the...
To realize this new concept, many parts had to come together. Mike Kasevich explains.
Well, once we met with the consultant, then we actually met with our boss, the head of auxiliary services, and then the vice president, Terry Least, and just showed them what we could have and what this would mean for student retention, for incoming freshmen, and how it would really be a game changer. Our boss, Tom Stump, has talked to other consultants, and they've mentioned that resident halls, dining facilities, and fitness centers are some of the three big areas where students make their decision on where they're going to go to a school.
So how has the new dining concept changed a student's life?
Before, when it was the old style, I think they came in, ate as quick as they could, and ran out, and then only came in when they had to. Now they come in 4 and 5 times a day. They sit, they study. It's a gathering place. People come in, they make their friends there, they hang out. It's more of a coffee shop type atmosphere, more of a friendship building place. We've offered some programs in there too. They do some mentoring in the dining halls. At night, some professors will come in and they'll meet with groups.
Aside from the dining hall becoming a gathering place, what else has changed?
And we've seen quite an increase in our off-campus meal plan sales, where those are for sophomore and above, or even faculty staff. Before we remodeled, maybe we were selling 400, maybe to 500 meal plans a year. We just went over 1,000 about 2 days ago already into this semester, which is a huge milestone for us. I think that speaks a lot to the quality of food and for what we're doing in the dining halls.
Chef Jill Flores, the executive chef of the dining halls, shares why she believes campus dining is so popular.
I definitely think that the students are way more excited. Food is way more important to students of these times than they were 10 years ago. They want to know where their food is coming from. They want to see it prepared. They want to be interactive with it. They want to go to the action stations.
Carolyn Doffy, the farm-to-campus coordinator for culinary services, further comments.
The younger generations, as they're coming in, they are more interested in the experience of eating rather than just going and eating. And so with the remodel and with the new construction of both of our two dining halls, people can come in, they get to see the cooks that are cooking their food, they get to interact with them, they're getting sung to as their pasta is being tossed in front of them, they get to see the people tossing up the pizzas and throwing them into the brick-fired pizza oven. There's just a lot more choices. You get to craft your own salads and craft your own Mongolian bowls and everything like that. And so you have more of a participation in the environment, and so it draws you back in to want to actually come in, and you get to play with your food as you then get to sit down and consume it and then enjoy it with other friends and talk about about the foods that you crafted and then how they can make them themselves. And I think that it also helps when you move off campus, you have more experience in creating foods. And so you have a better understanding of how to go grocery shopping and what you could actually create in your own kitchen, because you kind of did that while you were here and you get to see how it was crafted in front of you. And so we're teaching them some culinary skills of themselves as well.
While students are benefiting from the new dining offerings, how has the behind-the-scenes work been affected?
Well, from a practical standpoint, isn't it a lot easier to actually cook in large batches? And also at the same time, I know we'll talk about it a little later, you're sourcing from a lot of different local vendors. Isn't it just easier to call up FSA or Sysco and have them just make one delivery?
We hear from Jill Flores.
That definitely is easier, but it's not more important to us, or our values stand in the buying local, providing a good product to the student, and providing a great service as well.
Richard Huffman, Director of Dining Services, comments further on the benefits of supporting local.
When you buy local, you keep the money in the economy, you keep it in the Montana economy, but it's also a better product. It's a fresher product, it's a quality product. We've gone out and done site visits with most of our producers, a good portion of them, and so we're building that relationship too. And if we have any questions or we need to change direction or tweak something, then we pick up the phone and talk to the person that grew it. I would just add, you know, the other benefit from working with the local producers is really taking that long-term view, and as we're able to provide that volume, that they can grow their business to where their prices become competitive. And I think that's the biggest challenge when local producers try and come into the market, is it to compete on a price basis. They've got the quality, but and then to get that scale. And so that's something we're pretty excited about.
Carolyn Doffey speaks further about the MSU Bozeman Farm to Campus initiative.
Our Farm to Campus initiative is our local purchasing initiative. And so we partner with more than 100 different vendors from throughout the state and get in local food into our operations. And so about 10 years ago, they started integrating some local food into the culinary operations. And ever since that, it's expanded drastically. We have a full-time position now for it. The food is integrated into all of our operations. It's not just a special that is just one day a week or one day a month or a special dinner that happens once a semester or a year, but the local food is integrated into all of our dishes now. Last year, we've spent $1.75 million on Montana Foods, which is nearly a quarter of all of our food purchases in the year. So it's a pretty big percentage and chunk of all the food that we're purchasing in and serving to our students. And we continually get positive feedback from the foods that we're offering and suggestions from our customers as well on additional products that they might want to see or dishes that they would want to include. We also have been able to partner with different businesses throughout the state to develop products specifically for us or distribution routes specifically for us so that we can have access to a lot of the local foods that we otherwise didn't have access to previously. But now that we've expanded our efforts and it is part of our value system on campus, that we can integrate more and more on a yearly basis.
So what does local really mean for the Farm to Campus program?
We look at the entire state of Montana. So our biggest effort is to try and promote the food system in the entire state of Montana and our agricultural economy in the state. And so we don't want to exclude any of the Montana producers or growers or ranchers, because we want to increase the entire statewide system. That said, we could get products from Wyoming or Idaho that would potentially be closer. And that is a secondary value that we have, is we want to focus first on our state and then look at our regional system, then national and global. But if we can get something in Montana, then we're going to focus on that first. And those are the things that we're counting for our local purchases.
Here's what's happening closer to home in Bozeman.
Some of the closest vendors that we have would be partnering with MSU's College of Agriculture. And so we do purchase student-raised beef from the Steer Year program, which is a program where steers and feed and money are donated to the college, and then students learn how to raise them and market them. From that, we've also started purchasing MSU-raised lamb that they have for different genetics and feeding trial research on campus, and we purchase those in on a biannual basis. And then we've also started attending 4-H auctions to purchase 4-H pigs, and so we get in pork from future producers, hopefully, within the state that not only encourages them to try and continue in an agricultural future, but also they understand that MSU is invested in their future as well.
Along with the contribution of the 4-H efforts, who are some of the other providers and vendors?
Big main vendors would be our local distributors, which would be Quality Foods Distributing, which is based out of Bozeman, and Summit Distribution, which is also based out of Bozeman. They aggregate a lot of the local products for us so that we can have access to 30 or 50 or 100 specific local vendors through one entity. So it's like ordering through Sysco, but it's all local products. And then we do direct sales as well with companies that will deliver directly to us or will utilize one of the different distributors that we have in the state. And so, for instance, all of our fresh burger patties, we order those directly through Ranchland, which is in Butte, which is a processing company. And then Summit Distribution distributes them back to us, but we do that direct sale. We also have some companies like the Oil Barn, which is safflower oil, which is up in Big Sandy, and we'll place an order for a pallet of oil at a time, and they will distribute that themselves down to us. And then there'll be other companies that we'll order from, and then they'll drop ship it. And so, for instance, Tumblewood Teas is a tea company based in Big Timber. We'll order tea from them, and then they'll ship it to us in the mail. So we have multiple avenues, and that said, for Chef Jill's sake and the rest of our ordering managers, it does make things more complicated than ordering just through Sysco, but it's a labor of love where they get to remember to order all these different products through all of our different outlets and then figure out how to make it all work.
And how does the kitchen make it all work? Chef Flores comments.
What's good about these products is because they are local and they are fresh, it doesn't take a lot to make them taste great. Simple is better with these items. And we do bring people with different culinary skills in to achieve different results. Like we have the pasta toss station where we have the fresh vegetables in there. And we just do a saute on those with a little seasoning. And that's all it really needs to make a great dish. Then we have folks that concentrate on our smoker and rotisserie items there where we can rotisserie some top sirloin or we can smoke some brisket. Those all, again, are simple techniques but that produce a really delicious quality item.
I first came onto the MSU Bozeman campus earlier this year to talk to Chef Sean Sherman, renowned chef of Native American cuisine, when he was here to lecture and cook for the campus. I asked Richard Huffman whether indigenous cooking will be integrated into the campus fare.
We just completed a new contract with Harrington Pepsi in Bozeman. And as part of that signing bonus, they generously donated a portion of that to our Indigenous Foods Initiative as kind of seed money. And because when Chef Sherman came here, we were all very inspired. And instead of just feeling good, we thought, well, how can we actually take some of these ideas and these initiatives and get Indigenous foods and, like we've done with Farm to Campus, incorporate that into things that we do every day at every station. And so we've been meeting on campus with different leaders in the Native American community, trying to begin to build those relationships. We've found that there's quite a bit of grant money out there that we didn't even know about. And so we're looking at matching funds. We're looking at piggybacking on some of those. They're pretty excited that what we're trying to do is, again, use our purchasing size to go to a producer and say, we need rabbits. Right now, rabbits are more expensive than New York steak. Do you know somebody that's farming rabbits or wants to get into the rabbit business? We can buy bison from Colorado, but we'd rather buy it from Fort Benton or from the Blackfeet. They've got a bison enterprise that's going up there. Buying a lake trout from the Salish Kootenai that we're serving, it's very much like salmon. So we're already starting to incorporate a lot of those things, but the bigger part is getting the word out and taking the long-term view of creating those relationships and creating those opportunities with the Native Americans.
Now Carolyn Doffy talks about another local effort.
In partnering with the College of Agriculture, we obviously get animals, so we get beef and lamb and pork through that. But MSU also operates Towns Harvest Garden, which is a 3-acre organic vegetable farm, which is just located about a half mile off of campus. And students, particularly in the Sustainable Food and Bioenergy Systems undergraduate degree program, will enroll in a course or a practicum over the summer to learn how to raise vegetables and clean them and market them through a CSA, which is a community supported agriculture program, where members from throughout the community will pay the farm in advance, and then throughout the summer they will come back to the farm and receive a box or a bag full of vegetables on a weekly basis. They also operate a campus farm stand where they'll bring vegetables to campus and set up some tents and tables, and members from the campus community, or if people are driving by, they can come and purchase vegetables. And then they have some subsidized farm stands as well, where they'll go to some lower income areas throughout town and sell some vegetables at a discounted price. But from our standpoint, they also do some wholesaling, and so we can work with them to have them grow something specific for us for one particular event, or if it's something that we want to have menued, they can have it on a routine basis for us. Generally, every summer, there are some welcome back picnics that occur on campus for staff and for students, and usually our catering sales manager will partner with Towns Harvest to integrate in whatever vegetables they have available for us for those particular events.
We have learned about concept, production, and execution at Rendezvous Dining Hall at MSU Bozeman. Come back and learn about how the new system has reduced waste, and then we tour you through this new shiny facility. We are on the MSU Bozeman campus at the new Rendezvous Dining Hall. The new facility has brought in new flavors and style of eating, but at the same time, cut down on waste. Mike Kasevich shares.
When we opened Miller 2015, there was a student here who did a waste study. She started it before we remodeled and then did it again after we remodeled, and found that our waste had gone down by about 50%, which is kind of surprising, because with all the options, you would have thought they would have eaten or taken more, and then maybe the waste would have gone up. But they were taking whatever they took, they were eating. We had gone trayless. We had changed some of the size of the plates. We tried to change up some of the utensils so that they were taking smaller servings, but they were welcome to come back. And we did see quite a bit of a decrease. And then, of course, we started composting and grown that program too.
Carolyn Doffy provides further insights.
I think that there are more students and more student groups on campus that are concerned about environmental waste and food waste in our facilities. And so we have them come to us, and we partner with them to try and encourage people to be a little bit more mindful. And we have slogans around the dining halls and on our digital poster screens that encourage people to taste it, don't waste it. So it's unlimited access to all the food once you're in the dining hall, but you don't have to take an entire serving of something. You can take a little bit, see if you like it, and go back and get seconds or thirds or fourths. Or the next time that you come into the facility, you can remember that you enjoyed that dish, and so you can take a larger portion next time.
Finally, Chef Flores tells us how waste has lessened in the kitchen.
The other thing is that our waste also decreased due to we're not batch cooking anymore, or we're not cooking on large volume anymore. We're cooking what we need when we need it.
Now, let's head into the Rendezvous dining room, reminiscent of a food court in an airport or shopping center. We begin our tour with Richard Huffman at the check-in station. We stand at the entrance and see the abundant dining options shaped in
a half circle of our 8 different concept stations. However, if you're just on your way onto campus and you want to stop and grab a coffee, we have a retail window, so you don't have to be on a meal plan. You can just go up and get your latte before on your way to class. And then as we enter, I'll start on our left. We have the 111 coffee shop. 111 is our longitude here in Bozeman. We're at 45 degree latitude, 111 longitude. And we offer crepes for breakfast. We've got fresh pastries that are made on campus, and then every coffee, drink, and tea that you can imagine.
The backdrop of the first stop is reminiscent of nostalgic Americana eateries along the road and in small towns. Fonzie and Elvis would be happy here.
Then we go to our next station. This is 89er Diner. 89 is the year we became a state, and it's a 50s concept. It has smash burgers, Five Guys, we've got fries, we've got chicken tenders, we've got milkshake machines, and we've got a fresh ice cream case from Wilcoxon's Ice Cream.
The next stop is the Forge 406, featuring the smokehouse concept with rotisserie and smoker. To make it more authentic in design,
yeah, we actually took some brands, Montana College of Ag, from people that were involved in the building of this facility, brought their brands in. We had a branding day and branded those boards up there. So every one of those brands up there has a special meaning to it as well.
So what makes Forge 406 special?
A lot of times we'll put homestyle dishes out there, garlic mashed potatoes, fresh roasted corn, and often we have a carving station if we have smoked brisket out. Or a couple days ago we had elk tenderloin that we were serving for dinner.
Then for those who want Italian cuisine, the option is
Rosso, Italian for red, and that's our pasta sauté station where our chefs can be tossing up to 6 pans at a time with the flame up. There's also a build-your-own Caesar salads station, and then we've got some pans of traditional Italian offerings like lasagna. And then over here we have our brick fire oven for pizzas, and they'll usually have 3 pepperonis, 3 cheese pizzas, then have a specialty pizza and some cheesy bread. And at lunchtime, it's hard to keep 9 pizzas out at once. They just go so fast. And they're all hand-tossed. We go through as many as 400 pizza doughs a day between the two dining halls, and it's all made locally on campus here at our commissary.
Then for those who want some flavors from Asia,
this is Zoe, XO. And this is our wok station, and it features traditional wok food from the Far East, but also from the Middle East.
So we've
got a pho station over here as well, so they can make up their own noodle bowls.
For those who have special dietary needs or want healthier options, fear not.
As we come around the corner, we have Etc., and that's our salad bar, our soup stations, and our fresh fruit. And this is a brand new concept that we introduced at this dining hall called Raz, and it's a smoothie station. And she has a hard time keeping up. We had to go to a smaller cup just so that she could keep up with the students. And this is our crossroads, and this is our special diet area. So these are gluten-free cereals. We have other cereals over there, your typical cereals, but these ones are special diet cereals that meet dietary requirements. And we have our vegan dishes out here. Our gluten-free items are all down here. Our soy milk, almond milk, those type of items. And then whereas at Miller Dining Hall, we had a Mongolian grill concept, over here, our showpiece is a de la mesa. And as you can see in the back, we've got a rotating grill. We've got trays and trays of tortilla dough balls. She just hand smashed it. She's pulling it off. She's throwing it on the grill there. And you wouldn't believe the difference in the taste of a fresh tortilla when they roll it up for you. And then if you come around the corner, these are all the items they're going to put out today to build your own burrito. So we got black beans, pork verde, chicken carnitas, shrimp fajitas, refried beans, marinated tofu. If you want vegetarian, we got roasted ancho veggies and green rice. A variety of ways to build. Really, I think you make it through both semesters and not eat the same thing twice at these dining halls.
Perhaps De La Mesa is the dearest to Chef Flory's heart. She talks about the authentic ingredients that go into the food.
My husband's family is from Cuernavaca, which is outside of Mexico City. So for the last 25 years, I've been really perfecting my Mexican culinary cuisine education through my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, visiting Mexico. At De La Mesa, we try to make the food really traditional Mexican food. And there's one item that we have here is our refried beans that we make from scratch. We use dried beans, and then we add epazote and onions. And this is like our first real win for our indigenous farm to campus program. Epazote is an indigenous herb that was hard for us to get. We paired with one of the growers, and they're growing the herb for us now. They're out of Arlee, off the Flathead Indian Reservation. So that was really great. Last night was the first time I got to use it, to cook it. So it's moving forward with our farm to campus indigenous program.
Not only is the food ample and versatile, Richard Huffman now talks about the setup and layout.
And then behind us is the rest of the seating area. So we have another fireplace and lounge with some soft seating. We have the other local ski hill, a ski run map there on the wall. And we've got a TV for special events. And one of the things we did at the very last minute is we had this big wall space, and we thought, what could we do with that? And we have a high-definition projector above, and we had that painted with the special reflective paint. So we've got a 20-foot high-definition screen up there, so we can play all the away games for the Cat and the Grizz, Academy Awards, Country Music Awards, anything to help bring students in to gather. And that's the whole concept behind Rendezvous. It's kind of a nod to our heritage in Montana here, where people come together and they share stories and they share cultures and they share experiences, and you're going to meet your new best friends for the rest of your life.
Before we leave the dining room, Chef Flores talks about how the diners can keep track of the calories and nutrients in the food they eat.
So a really great service that we're able to provide to our students with dietary needs, or just students that as they're moving to eating more healthier foods, is our touch screens that indicate what item is on the menu, and you can scroll through them and pick an item that you would like to eat that day. And as you click on the item, it'll open up and it gives you all the dietary and nutritional facts for the item. It also gives you a list of ingredients of every item that's in the dish, and it also will indicate if that item is a Montana-made product.
Now let's join Carolyn Doffy at the final place where diners go before leaving.
After you're satisfied with all the food that you consumed in the dining halls, you then walk into the dish return area where we have this rotating conveyor belt, and then there are different bins where you can separate your plate into either compost or trash. And in the compost, we can put all of our food waste, all of the meat, bones, vegetables, bread, anything, all of our napkins, and any compostable serviceware that we might have offered. And then in the trash, we'll put plastic, wrappers, foil, any other garbage type items that we have, and then you just put your plate onto the conveyor and it goes in the back and gets put through the dish machine back there.
Richard Huffman comments on his observations.
You might have noticed that from the last six students I just walked through, almost 100% went into the compost bins, and we really have been able to decrease the amount of garbage that we're having to take to the landfill.
We've eliminated most all of the trash that would be provided in the dining hall. We have all reusable plates, cups, silverware, so there's not really any trash that we put out there to generate. We've eliminated straws from the dining hall as well. We just have cups that you can tilt back. Our hope is to have essentially no trash and then eliminate as much compost collection as we can as well, because people are actually taking and eating the food that they're putting on their plate.
Here are some final words from Richard Huffman.
If you have a passion for food in the food service industry, this is the place to be. And we've got a robust local farm-to-campus program. We're working with local vendors. We're going out to the farm, creating those relationships. If you're into food trucks, we've got food trucks. If you're into concessions, we're doing Wagyu burgers out at the stadium tomorrow. If you're into high-end catering, we've got high-end catering on campus. And if you're into dining halls and all the different cuisines that we have to offer, you can work and learn how to do wok stations. And if you want to learn how to do saute in a pasta station, we'll teach you that as well.
Both Rendezvous and Miller Dining Halls are open to the public. Many thanks to the MSU Bozeman Culinary Services. Thanks to Ken Siebert for help with recording the interviews. Theme music has been provided by Parker Brown. Additional funding has been contributed by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanians. For more information about this show, go to ypradio.org. Mostly, I want to thank you, the listeners, for your support. I'm Stella Fong. Thank you.